Hello and welcome to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. I'm Bruce Salen, and today the topic, as usual, is inspired by this week's A Dad's Point of View column, which is called Men vs. Women, Bling and Toys. However, since I do not have my regular complement of guests, and you are going to be stuck with me for the majority of the show, I may ramble wherever I feel like rambling. Because actually, for the last month, I've been rambling around a lot. I spent 6 days in San Francisco, going to the Outside Lands Music Festival with my boys. I spent 11 days in Park City, golfing in the altitude. And I just got back from 3.5 days in Boston, which was an endurance test, taking my son back for his sophomore year in college and helping him get set up in the rat trap slumlord piece of garbage house that they rented. And that was a lot of fun, since of the five kids there, all the parents abandoned the kids except one dad and I, leaving us to clean up the mess. And when I say mess, you have no idea. Anyway, you can find my columns, including the Men's versus Women Bling and Toys column, which is part of an ongoing series, at brucesalen.com. Just hit the Writing Plus tab at the top of the page, and you'll get a drop-down menu with lots of wonderful options. I hope you will follow me on Twitter, at Bruce Salen, and I hope you'll like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. We've topped 5,000 likes and moving towards 5,100, slowly but surely, and hopefully moving on from there. Also, please stay in the loop and sign up to receive my newsletter. Just go to the homepage at brucesalen.com. All you need to do is give me your email. I do nothing with it but send you a weekly newsletter with all the goings-on. And there are really cool goings-on these days, because Dad Chat has grown to be an honest-to-goodness phenomena. We are getting sponsors such as Walmart, Samsung, Sears Auto, coming up Dove Men Care, Kraft Food, possibly Hasbro, and they're giving away incredible prizes. Last week, Sears Auto gave away a diehard battery and then a set of four road handler tires. We're going to be giving away two $250 gift cards when Kraft Food sponsors it, supporting their new product called Recipe Makers. So it's a really, really good community. It's not like a lot of Twitter parties. We talk about related topics. It's not about the sponsor. The sponsor is the sponsor. They're in the background, but they give some funding to the chat, and they give away some really cool gifts, so far of which I've gotten none, but I'm very happy for what it's done for the community, and people get really excited. Today, I arrived here in Santa Barbara after doing my show last week in Park City via Skype, which was very interesting. We had a couple technical glitches, but Richard, as usual, my producer, figures it out and makes it work, and we're going to make it work for probably 5 or 6 weeks during the winter when I will be housed in Park City, enjoying, God willing, a good snow season. But coming into the studio today after being gone, I got to say hello to my new friend of the last couple years, Peter Noon, who, of course, is the lead singer of the Herman's Hermits. He still continues to tour. He still looks as youthful as can be. And I shared with him that I had seen Paul McCartney, along with many others, up at Outside Lands in San Francisco. And, you know, I forgot, of course, that was his era. So he basically said, oh, how was Paul? And it was said from the point of view, and I got such a kick out of it, of someone that honestly knows the man, has a lot of experience, and evidently good experience with Paul McCartney, because Peter was very young when he started as Herman's Hermits, as a lead singer. I believe it was 14 or 15 or 16 when they first started recording. He was really significantly young. And evidently, Paul was helpful along the way. And I told him that it was one of the best concerts I had ever seen. I had seen Paul McCartney three decades probably, during his anti-Beatle phase, and it was not a very good concert. And that was largely because he had not embraced what really is Paul McCartney, which is the Beatles forward. It's not as though he didn't do great music afterwards, but doing his whole body of work and being at a concert outside with 35 or 40,000 people as he did 2 hours and 45 minutes was truly astonishing. So, Men versus Women. This is an ongoing blog series I do. My goal with this series is to tell the truth, not what you might learn in a woman's studies class in college or what is essentially politically correct. Men and women are obviously, to me at least, quite different, not just by our biological parts, but by our temperament, by our DNA, what makes us up, what makes our interests. I personally think we should be celebrating those differences, not trying to even them out. So where a man has a weakness and a woman may have a strength, that makes for good partners. So I think in the early days of the women's movement, they were trying to be like men. And that wasn't good because there's a lot of traits of men that just aren't great and a lot of traits of women that are really great that if employed in the employment and work environment would probably make it a whole lot better. There's a lot of people that often say if there were women politicians only, we wouldn't be at war. I'm not so sure that's true. We have Margaret Thatcher, who was tough as nails, and others like Golda Meir, who were anything but passive. But I do believe that the blend of men and women make for what really makes the world go round. It is fun when we can celebrate those differences. So with bling and toys, I really looked at, and I thought to myself, do women like toys, meaning adult toys? And I couldn't really come up with any toy that women really like to the degree that men like toys. Now, what I'm talking about are adult toys. Men go gaga for cars. In the old days, it was stereo equipment. Still today, for a lot of men, it would be tech, high-tech stuff and new gadgets, tools, things like that. Is there an equivalent for women? I couldn't think of it. And in my column, I write what they do like. And we certainly know that they love their bling, they love their handbags, they love their clothes, and there's plenty of things that women have as strong a passion for as men, and plenty of things that that passion costs just as much or more than the men's passion, specifically diamonds. My wife loves jewelry, and she likes real jewelry. She also likes fancy fake jewelry, meaning the kind that's done by a designer and still costs a lot of money, but isn't necessarily bejeweled. The differences in our taste is really fascinating to me. I finally had to let go of my prejudice over my wife's fondness for Louis Vuitton handbags. To me, these plastic handbags that cost $1,000 or more with leather handles are a slight upgrade or, in my opinion, really not as good as the Trader Joe's grocery bags, which are a heck of a lot more colorful. Pretty much, it seems they're made from the same material. I can get the Trader Joe shopping bag for a couple bucks. I got to add at least 3 zeros and then some to get a Louis Vuitton. So this is kind of what the columns are about and kind of what I like to make fun of because we both have our peculiarities when it comes to things we like. My wife is a very active athlete, for instance, but she cares as much about what she wears as the golf equipment that she has or the skis that she skis on. I could care less what I wear, but I do care about the equipment. So I think that's a very generalistic look at how men and women are different. And we need to go to a break. And I'm going to talk about a little bit of stuff that's kind of in the news and a recent experience I had on a trip to Boston after these messages. Bruce Allen, that's one of you.